Today's gospel, we heard Mark's account of the transfiguration, in which we see that he takes Peter, James, and John up with him up a high mountain, and Jesus is transfigured before them, and Moses and Elijah began to converse with him. Now, if we read Luke's account of the transfiguration, he actually tells us what they were talking about. He says that Moses and Elijah spoke with Jesus about the exodus that he would endure in Jerusalem. In other words, his passion and his death, which of course led to his resurrection. And indeed, our Lord's passion is actually prefigured in today's first reading from the book of Genesis, in the sacrifice of Abraham, about to sacrifice his son Isaac. Now, in today's first reading, we actually didn't have the entire passage quoted from Genesis. There were a few verses that were left out. And I would like to read those for you just to give us a little bit more context as to what I'm talking about. So we read this. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. Now, just a quick note on that. Whenever you see the phrase, here I am, in the Old Testament, the original Hebrew is hineni, and it means more than just like I'm physically here. Whenever somebody says that in the Old Testament, it always indicates that there is a servant who is ready and willing to do the will of his master. And so here Abraham hears his name called by God, and he says, hineni, here I am, Lord, I am ready and willing to do your will. It goes on to say, God said, take your son, your only begotten son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Then Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, my father, he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Then Abraham put forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. So we see in this passage some really key parallels between Isaac and our Lord. We see here that Isaac has a very deep relationship with Abraham, his father. And he is clearly somebody whom he trusts very much. For Isaac, when he's being bound and laid upon the wood, doesn't put up a fight. And indeed, we see that Abraham, his father, lays wood upon the shoulders of his son, if that sounds familiar. Then we see later on in this passage that Abraham is about to slay his son, and he's called by the angel of the Lord, Abraham, Abraham, and he says again, hineni, here I am. Do not lay your hand upon the boy, for I know that you are faithful to the Lord. And then we see that Abraham looks, and he finds a ram caught in a thicket. or you might say a thorn bush. Once again, we see our Lord being prefigured in this red, will provide as a lamb himself. In other words, could it be saying that God will be the lamb? And then later on, as we look upon the as we look in the Gospels, we find that Jesus is called the Lamb of God. And indeed, as we see in the book of Genesis, that the Lord tells Abraham, all nations will be blessed in your descendants. Then centuries later, we see one particular descendant of Abraham, who himself is called the Lamb of God, providing himself the lamb for sacrifice. And it is indeed in him that all nations are blessed. For we know that originally, the only chosen people of God were the Jews. But then after our Lord rises from the dead, he tells his apostles, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. For we see that our Lord, when he was offered upon the cross, is both priest and victim, offering himself as a sacrifice pleasing to the Lord. And indeed, he was offered for the sins of mankind. And the sins, not just of the Jews, but of all humanity, so that all nations may be blessed in him, and so enter into his glory. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us praise God for the beautiful sacrifice of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And let us remember that it is in the most holy Eucharist that we become partakers in that very sacrifice, when we receive the Lord's own body and blood, when we come to him at the holy altar. Let us praise him for what he has done for us. Let us praise the very Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, and who was offered for our own sins as well.